Now, we've got some very sad news during the week. On Friday, that's yesterday, gee, time flies, we got the sad news that one of our presenters, Barry Cotts, has passed away. Now, we've all spent lots of time with Barry. He's been at the station for around 15 years, I'd like to think. It was certainly a very good part of the station. He presented a Sunday afternoon mix for a lot of years in the same time slot and helped out on outside broadcasts and lots of things. He's a great guy, a great radio guy. He really strives to present quality radio, and we're really going to miss him here at the station. Mm.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And I remember just all the times when he would come to those outdoor broadcasts that we would be at, and he'd have his clipboard there and he'd be ready to go and do those interviews. He was very much a part of the crew of Yarra Valley FM and a very big friend of ours as well, of the station and, of course, us personally. So we're certainly going to miss him.
Yeah, I've known Barry for probably about 30 years because I actually worked with Barry at another radio station. He used to do a comedy program. Then when I was doing theatre many, many years ago, I needed someone to work the stage floor, and Barry said, oh, yeah, I'll come along. So he did that. There's a funny story. He actually had flown, and flown is a term for scenery going up and down. The scenery flies in and flies out.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing The Sound of Music. And if you pull the scenery one way, it goes up. And if you pull the scenery the other way, it goes down. It's on a counterweight. Mm-hmm. Now, the scenery was already in, and we got the all clear for the scene change to go. And Barry started pulling. And he was pulling and pulling and pulling, and nothing was happening.
Oh,
and I looked
no.
onto the stage, he was pulling the wrong way and the scenery was falling over and about to fall on one of the actresses.
Oh, no.
Poor old Maria was almost squashed during this. So I reached over and grabbed it because I was the head flyman and slowly released it and flew it out. And I remember saying to Barry, I said, what were you doing? His response was, oh, felt a bit hard pulling it.
Oh, that's a mishap.
Oh, dear. And that was the night that they had a video of the show, so you can actually see the scenery leaning over. So Barry has done a lot of radio. He's done television work.
Yes, he was on
Valley
Channel 31,
FM.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he used to do the Showbiz show. And
I used to watch that.
Through Yarra Valley FM, if ever there was an outside broadcast and you needed someone to come along and do interviews, Barry was there, and he would go into the interview cold, not knowing anything about anything, and he'd make them feel welcome and comfortable talking about themselves. There was one interview he was doing. I remember we were at another radio station, and there were three gentlemen by the name of Les. There was a Les Ferguson, a Les Laity, and another gentleman by the name of Les that I can't remember. And we were talking about it, and we crossed to Barry.
Mm.
And he said, gee, there's a lot of Leses down here today.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, he did. He had a real dry wit sense of humour. Of course, he was involved with Laugh Radio when they were trying to get their Melbourne-wide
yes.
radio licence. And like we nicknamed him the King of Comedy because of his work with comedy. But, yeah, we've all got stories and memories about Barry. And, yeah, mate, wherever you are, yeah, I hope you're spinning some of those comedy tracks right now.
Thanks for everything you did at Yarra Valley FM, Barry, because he was certainly reliable. He did his show. He turned up each week. Just in the last couple of months, was doing some extra shows during the day. So he had, I think it was a Wednesday afternoon show.
Wednesday. Mm.
And it was such a delight to hear him on the radio because his voice was cheery and his music was fantastic. He was a great presenter and great friend to us all here at Yarra Valley FM.